did meet with him, though. All right. Good morning. Good afternoon. Apologize for being late. Sorry about that.
What did they say about Carson?
You've been waiting for this day forever.
For 12 months.
I know, for 12 months, right? No, he has been cleared. He has been cleared, and so we're all excited about that.
What were some of the final steps that he had cleared to be?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not going to get into the whole report because it's lengthy, but I mean, just medically, you know, where from the date of surgery to where he has it today, through his all his rehab, through 11-on-11, through, you know, everything he did in the weight room, everything about it was a big part of getting to this point.
Part of it, you know, starting Sunday, regardless,
do you
think about, you know, giving him a week to clear the contact, or is
this
just
a
he's cleared, he goes?
I mean, he's cleared, he goes. I've said all along that, you know, he's our guy. We draft him to be our guy. And, you know, it's kind of like week one. I mean, a lot of your starters, you know, guys like Jason Peters, Sproles, haven't been used to a lot of contact, whatever, you know, a little bit in camp, but we're cleared to go, and we'll go.
The data you keep on Carson, can you kind of tell where he is compared to last year? Are there areas where you still expect him to kind of gradually ramp up, or what do those kind of numbers tell you about where he is physically?
Well, you know, last year I thought he took a really big step forward in the situational aspect of the games. You know, the knowing the down and distance, knowing where he is on the field, things that he took a big step forward last year. Obviously, you know, with every year, we can continue to get better in those situations from a quarterback standpoint. But, you know, I think just watching him, you know, move around physically and some of the things he's done, I mean, just, he's ready. And he's ready to take the reins again and move forward.
What's realistic for him his first game back? He hasn't played football in a long time.
What do you mean, what's realistic?
Realistic. Is he going to be the same player we saw last season right away, or is that going to
happen? I mean, I think there's going to be maybe an issue or two, you know. I mean, it's going to take some time to get back into the rhythm and the flow of the game. The speed of the game is different than the speed of practice, you know. And so we do everything we can to try to simulate that during the week and try to prepare him that way. And listen, he's a guy that will be totally prepared. He comes in early, studies the tape, as do all the quarterbacks, stays, you know, obviously late in the day, asks a lot of questions, has a lot of ideas. You know, so he's gonna be prepared mentally. Now it's just a matter of the physical part taking over.
Will there be any restrictions? Will you need to temper his aggressiveness?
No, I mean, in my mind, you know, and we all felt the same way that he's cleared, and there's no need to hold back. Now, we're still going to have conversations, no different when he was healthy. We're still going to have conversations about protecting yourself, as we do with all the quarterbacks, and, you know, making sure we do the right things there, but there's no limitations.
How about Carson's reaction? Your play calling goes, Doug, as you're easing them in, making sure that he's not getting exposed a whole lot early on.
Well, I mean, think about the game yesterday. How many times did Nick get hit? You know, and it's part of the game. You know, I mean, you can't. Thing is, I'm not going to coach scared. I'm not going to coach paranoid. I'm not going to go in thinking, oh, no, we can't do this, we can't do that. You know, we just have to continue to go play. And I got to coach that way. And that's where the confidence with the team comes, you know, by doing that. But now if there's opportunities to, you know, max the protection and do some things there, we'll do that by game plans, by design. But I don't think that things are going to change too much.
What's the conversation like with Nick, who wins the Super Bowl MVP and now goes to the bench?
You know, the greatest thing for me is that room has no egos. And Nick all along has understood that this is Carson's football team. You know, we drafted Carson to be the guy. And you know, we owe a lot of gratitude to Nick Foles for what he's done, what he has done, obviously what he's done this season, and how he's led this football team, and he's a pro's pro. So no egos. They check him at the door, and he'll be very supportive, has been very supportive, and we'll be that way from here on.
When you got the official word that Carson was cleared, was he in the room with you? Or,
Carson?
Yeah.
No.
So did you then get to be the one to break the news to him?
Yeah, no, you know, actually our medical team was able to meet with him and talk with him and all that. And, you know, we'll have more conversation today in these next couple of days, you know, going over the game plan and getting ready for Indianapolis. But he was not in the room. I mean, he's excited. He's ready. I mean, he was probably, in his mind, he was probably ready a month ago, you know. But our plan was in place. He understood it, and he embraced that, and now he's ready.
How excited are you that he's back?
Well, you know, anytime you get one of your starters back, it's great, you know. And, you know, I'm excited to get him back out there. But, you know, at the same time, it's not about one guy. And we can't lose sight of that. You know, we got other issues, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams that we need to coach up. And as exciting it is to have him back, your starting quarterback, we still have some other areas to fix.
On the radio this morning, you said that, you know, a team makes a miracle. And when you look at the healthy options you have on offense right now, do you think you have enough healthy playmakers around Carson?
I think we're constantly looking at adding depth and talent at any position and every position, you know, and obviously that's probably the focal point right now. So we're constantly, you know, Howie and his team and Joe Douglas are constantly looking to help, you know, better our roster. And so we're in that process right now.
He's
a week-to-week guy. I'm not going to put a timetable on him. It's very similar to Carson Wentz. And when he's cleared, I'll let you know on him.
Doug, you said that Carson probably felt that you were ready about a month ago, and you alluded to this before. What kind of process, how difficult was it, I guess, to kind of massage his feelings in terms of his competitiveness about wanting to play, and you guys obviously listening to the doctors?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a fine line, but you know, there's, I guess the thing too is just having conversation and being open with them, being honest with them and saying that, you know, and just reiterating, this is our plan for you, the health of you. And he and I having conversations and saying, listen, I want you to be, you know, regardless if Doug Peterson is here or not, I want your career to extend for many, many years. I don't want to rush anything, you know, any decision like this. So, he was very, obviously very appreciative of that and the fact that we were having conversations, you know, just about weekly, you know, this is for his benefit, not for anybody else's.
And so to follow up on that, you were reluctant to talk about the plan, so to speak, during the past month or two. Now that it's over, was this a plan all along to have him back for week three? Or was this a target?
No. It was strictly a medical decision, you know, and we put it in. We, you know, I say we, the organization, really put it in on our medical team and said, hey, physically, when is he going to be ready? And whenever that date was, you know, we were going to be ready to go. So it just so happens it's this week, but it was never really the idea or the intent that we got to say, hey, boom, let's focus on week three. Could have been week four or five. So who knows? I do know, but yeah.
Give an update on Mike Wallace.
Yeah, so Mike suffered a fibula fracture in the game, and we'll miss the next few weeks, obviously.
How about Jason Peters?
He had a quad in the game. Happened about the third or fourth play in the game. Tweaked it just a little bit, and so just couldn't put the pressure on it that he felt he needed to in the game. Not yet. Not at this point. We're still going to evaluate. He's got a few more tests here in the next couple of days, but we know exactly it's a fracture, and you know, that's going to be a couple of weeks.
Well, can you just talk about the whole? I mean, obviously now you have two wide receivers on the 53 who aren't going to play. Mac is out. You have a lot of inexperienced guys around Nelson. What are your thoughts on that whole position right now? And going up against the Colts with this group?
Well, that's why, you know, it goes back to, you know, to us always and constantly looking, you know, outside to help bring in some guys.
It takes a while to get a guy. I mean, can you bring in a guy who can help you?
I think a veteran player, you know, I mean, if you just ask me, a veteran player would be a lot easier to work with than a young rookie player, you know, to get him caught up, plus a guy that's had game experience, you know. definitely going to have to, you know, rely on the tight ends more, going to have to rely on the running game a little bit more, and kind of lean that direction, you know, until we can figure this out.
Does that mean that when you say rely on the running game, tight ends, do you, after these 2 games, kind of go back to the drawing board a little bit with... You usually like 3 wide receiver sets, and you haven't used Goddard or 2 wide receiver sets as much as 3. Are you going to reevaluate that and look forward?
We'll evaluate that this week, as we do every week. But, again, you know, when we put game plans together, you know, we try to utilize, you know, our Zebra 11 personnel, 12 personnel, you know, with the 2 tights and all that kind of stuff. I think we've had in the past some advantages there, you know, from a personnel standpoint. But, you know, we're dealing with it right now. We're working through it, and you know, we'll see where we're at on Wednesday when we go to practice.
Wouldn't that advantage you say you have out of your 11 personnel? Is it more of the what kind of defense usually responds to that you like to?
Yeah, because a lot of times a team comes in with a third corner typically, or moves a corner into nickel, and it's a difficult situation. Plus, we can get a little more speed sometimes on the field, and. You know, those are all things we'll have to evaluate in the next couple of days.
Has Braxton Miller been here long enough to make an impression on you?
Well, he has. I mean, he's made some, you know, an impression. But, you know, he's another one that, you know, we got to continue to coach up and see where he's at, you know, because he hasn't had any really exposure to our offense yet.
It's almost after the game, Zach Ertz said the expectation can't be Carson comes in as Superman and fixes everything. From your perspective, how much can improve by having Carson?
Well, I mean... I think he's accurate, you know, in that statement. Carson's not Superman, obviously. It's going to take all 10 other guys around him, you know, to get it done. Listen, as far as the execution, I mean, you know, he's going to see the same things that Nick was seeing, you know, from defensive structure to blitzes, protection, the whole thing. So, you know, we just got to make sure that we have those guys coached up, you know, and that he's going with the right, you know, going to the right places with the football and making the right decisions in the run game. But I don't think it's an attack one way or the other on the quarterback position.
A couple more relation to Carson. How it changed? What changed in 2 weeks? How important is the 9 months?
I mean, that's important. I mean, that, and I'm not a doctor, but I'm assuming that was a big factor in the decision. You know, it was just the extra time to heal and to get stronger. You know, with the injury.
When the organization is looking for help on the outside, and there's players that have a little bit of a past. What are the things that you're looking for, the questions that you want to get answered before you feel comfortable kind of signing off?
Well, there's a lot of things. And I think the biggest thing, just, you know, not only can they play football, you know, obviously that's an important part of it, because we're always looking for guys that can help us in any position, and can they play ball. But, you know, you also want to, you know, particularly look at guys that can they – how well will the current team embrace players? You know, we've seen it over the course of the last couple seasons, you know, when we bring a guy like Jay in, you know, and how the team embraces him and surrounds him, or a LeGarrette Blount, and these guys turn out to be, you know, awesome individuals and great teammates and great players. And so, you know, you lean a lot on the character and the culture of the football team, you know, a lot. But, you know, can the guys that you want to bring to your team, can they help you win? Can they help you win football games? But again, it's not an all cost decision that you make moves like that.